Hello all, welcome to the Neuroscience Society podcast. This is episode one. My name is Viet Lee, a high school student interested in a neuroscience major, and I'm here with Seamus Kirby.
Hello, I'm a high school student interested in how neuroscience relates to law. Today we'll be talking about the insanity defense. The insanity defense, for those who are unsure, is when a defendant claims they are not responsible for a crime due to a mental illness. This would mean that they would receive a lighter sentence to the crime, along with some type of medical treatment for their illness. One example of this is a seemingly ordinary man who had never broken a law in his life that suddenly, inexplicably, began to show pedophilic tendencies, even going so far as to molest his own daughter-in-law. The man also had a tumor in his brain located at his frontal lobe, that which, when removed, altered any of his pedophilic tendencies. Eventually, the tumor grew back, and he suddenly sort of regressed back to pedophilia. The man stated that while he knew what he was doing was wrong, the pleasure part of his brain overrode any restraint that he might have had. While the man may not have had control over what he was doing, he still molested his daughter-in-law. However, because he was able to claim that he was not responsible for his actions because of the insanity defense, he received a much lighter sentence. We interviewed a few people on their opinions on the insanity defense and mental illness and law.
As Seamus said, the man had a tumor in his brain and located in the frontal lobe. Something that you should know about the brain and the specific areas are that certain areas control what's happening inside your brain. Mainly the frontal lobe explains, controls what you're going to, your reasoning, your planning, your emotions. So everything, all the decision processes in brain were clouded by that tumor. Something to note is that the mental disorders and insanities are two different things. Insanity is more of a cultural thing, and mental disorders / illnesses are some things that affect our well-being and are present in our bodies.
So before we go, we want to ask you this. Do you think the man from our story should be punished and kept out of society due to his inability to be part of a society when he has a tumor? Or do you think he should be punished lightly because he's not responsible for his actions? Thank you for listening today, and goodbye.